Here's Check on Stores. We're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio in Cornwall at 10:30 in the morning. The Cornwall Conservation Commission will meet. That is via Zoom. The Ashley Falls Historic District Commission will hold a public hearing at 5 p.m. on the Village Green opposite the post office in Ashley Falls. Social distancing rules will apply. There's limited seating, so if you wish to sit, please bring a chair. In the event of inclement weather, the hearing will be held as a virtual meeting. That information can be found at the Town of Sheffield website. Kent Park and Recreation 2020 Summer Drive-In Concert Series, co-sponsored by the Kent Land Trust, will feature Thursday evening concerts from 6:30 till 8 p.m. Coming up, it is Wanda Houston at HBH, Rhythm, Blues, Jazz, and Soul. Find out more about that at wandaworld.biz. In Kent, the Planning and Zoning Commission has their regular meeting coming up at 7 p.m. In Sharon, the Sharon Sewer and Water Commission has a meeting at 7 p.m. Northeast Town Board is meeting at 7 p.m. There's a Tri-State Food Drive. Help support your neighbors in need. The Corner Food Pantry. You're asked to donate non-perishable foods and household supplies to support the increased demand on the Corner Food Pantry, which serves the entire Tri-State region. Pet supplies will also be donated to the Little Guild Animal Shelter. This is being held Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Salisbury Bank on Bissell Street in Lakeville, Connecticut, in the parking lot. More information at limerock.com/Tri-State Food Drive. In order to follow CDC guidelines, please place your donations in your trunk, pull up to the drop-off site of the bank's parking lot. Volunteers wearing masks and gloves will remove your donations from your trunk while you remain in your car. Please place financial donations in an envelope, make checks out to charity, and place your contribution in the marked box at the drop-off site. Once again, this is being put on by Lime Rock Catering, Salisbury Bank, and the Tri-State Chamber of Commerce Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. at Salisbury Bank. More information, limerock.com/Tri-State Food Drive. An online firefly program will take place on July 10th. Discover the amazing world of fireflies. Join Audubon Fantastic Fireflies, a special online program presented by Greenwich Audubon Director, on Friday from 8 till 9 p.m. The Audubon Centers in Greenwich, Sharon, Southbury, Connecticut may be closed for on-site in-person events, but they offer this online version of this popular annual event. The program fee, several ticket levels are available. Pre-registration is required. You can register at greenwich.audubon.org/events/fantastic-fireflies. Upon registering, participants will receive a link and password to access the event. More information, sharon.audubon.org. Coming up on the 11th at 9 o'clock in the morning, the Cornwall Association has their monthly meeting. The union. Women's Support Services holding a volunteer certification training in July and August. To be a program volunteer with WSS, you're required to complete 20 hours of training in order to become a certified domestic violence counselor. The certification protects both you and clients under their confidentiality policy. Training consists of 8 total sessions and also a combination of 2 socially distant outside meetings with the option to participate from home via video chat, 6 Zoom lectures, and home were consisting of readings and videos. Trainings will take place Monday and Thursday evenings, with one Wednesday, running from July 13th through August 13th. More information or to sign up, contact Women's Support Services Volunteer Coordinator Deanna Berry at dberry@wssdv.org. Some stories from the Republican American from yesterday by Ruth Epstein. A dispatcher helped deliver a Canaan baby over the telephone. It was serendipitous that Laurel Heafy answered the call at Litchfield County Dispatch Friday night. She was expecting her first baby in August, found herself on the line with a woman who said her sister was about to deliver a baby. They were parked at the entrance to the driveway into Lone Oak Campgrounds on Route 44 in East Canaan. Recounting the call this week, Heafy said she heard a lot of loud voices and what seemed like commotion at the other end of the line, but she finally realized the situation. In the In Your Corner section of the Republican American yesterday, it was a nice story. Terry Daugherty handed the gavel over to Kevin O'Connor, now president of the Canaan Exchange Club, but he'll remain active in the organization that has been an integral part of the town for decades. O'Connell, CEO of Gear Village, was clear Doherty will still play a role as the club moves forward, which may be different for as long as COVID-19 pandemic restricts its public activity. The village of Coxsackie, New York, has paid its residents' water and sewer bills in an effort to help those struggling amid the coronavirus pandemic. Village residents received a letter marked paid in lieu of second quarter bills, saving households an average of $150, according to the mayor. A former Monterey town accountant has been indicted statewide grand jury for allegedly stealing more than $729,000 from three communities, including over $24,000 from Monterey. Justin Cole, 38, of Harvard, also allegedly stole from the towns of Uxbridge and Millville. According to the district's attorney office, he will be arraigned at a later date in Berkshire and Worcester Superior Courts. Authorities say Cole stole money over a five-year period ending in 2017. Dutchess County is going to host drive-through senior picnics through the COVID-19 pandemic. It's postponed a variety of events throughout the Hudson Valley. Well, Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro announced Dutchess County Office for the Aging continuing to provide socialization opportunities for local seniors by offering socially distant drive-through senior picnics in a dozen communities over a six-week period in lieu of a traditional in-person picnic that they've held since 1993. Beginning on July 28th, continuing each Tuesday and Thursday through September 3rd, the county will welcome seniors from individual communities to a central gathering point to drive up and receive a bag lunch to take home and enjoy, providing seniors with a balanced meal, important information about aging and interaction with the staff and volunteers, while maintaining social distancing guidelines. Local establishments will prepare the lunches for each drive-through picnic. Seniors can drop off unused, unwanted medications for safe disposal at each event, and County Executive Molinaro and local leaders will attend the picnics, greeting seniors in their cars. Earlier this month, they began mailing invitations to residents 60 years of age and older, inviting them to the drive-through picnic in their separate communities. OFA staff will provide seniors a designated time to pick up their lunch when they RSVP. Reservations to each picnic are limited, and there is an $8 fee for those under 60 who wish to receive a lunch. The schedule for the local picnics locally are Tuesday, August 11th, Northeast Pine Plains, Stanford, and Washington at the Stissing Mountain High School in Pine Plains. On Tuesday, September 1st, Milan, Red Hook, Rhinebeck at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds on Route 9 in Rhinebeck. And Thursday, September 3rd, Amenia, Dover, Pauling, Unionvale at Voice Park. That is at State Route 55 in Wingdale. The Senior Picnic Series is sponsored by Evercare at Home and Home Energy Consultants. Residents who would like to volunteer at any of these senior picnics can call 845-486-2555. New York will decide in early August whether to allow schools to reopen. According to Governor Cuomo yesterday, he laid out his timeline. The state will provide guidance to school districts by Monday, which districts will then use to craft individual reopening plans that we will submit to the state by July 31st. New York will then make two decisions over the following week after analyzing the latest COVID-19 data, whether to allow schools to reopen at all, and whether to accept, reject, or modify each district's individual plan. Cuomo said it would be, quote, reckless and negligent, end quote, to decide today what schools can do in the fall because the data charting the coronavirus spread is rapidly changing. Columbia Green Community College has released its campus reopening plan, an 11-page document that outlines protocols for fall of 2020 semester, including social distancing requirements. Fall semesters, slated to begin on Tuesday, September 8th, will include online, remote, and face-to-face instruction. The latter, according to the president, will be limited to, quote, kinetic, end quote, classes requiring hands-on instruction, such as nursing clinicals, art studios, and selected science and automotive technology and construction technology labs. More information can be obtained from Columbia Green Community College. While a lot of money has been spent for the Bearsville Theater in Woodstock, they're gearing up to reopen, but New York says not so fast following their multi-million dollar renovation and a delayed grand reopening due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Bearsville Theater in Woodstock is gearing once again to host live music. The theater, built decades ago by Albert Grossman, who managed Bob Dylan early in his career, is scheduled to host a live indoor performance August 8th. Tickets have been sold for the Master of Telecaster show featuring Woodstock guitarist Larry Campbell Campbell and Jim Weider, as well as guitarist G.E. Smith. The 8 p.m. performance is sold out, and a 5 p.m. show has been added. But New York State says these types of events are not yet permitted under rules implemented in response to the pandemic. Part of the reason is that they could attract attendees from outside the area, region, and state, according to the Empire State Development. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 177.10 to 26,067.28. The NASDAQ was up 148.61. It finished off the day yesterday at 10,492.50, and the S&P 500 was up 24.62 to 3,169.94. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that'll come your way in just a few moments.